Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KSKA.
Talking a little Mountain West football with a good friend of the show, Jesse Kurtz, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. Jesse, it was another interesting weekend last week. I'll tell you, the main one for me was that Nevada-Boise State. I think for most, that was a heck of a game, but Nevada ultimately did what it needed to do, winning that thing 41-31.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. And I mean, I think when we came into this season, it looked like, at least on paper and, you know, with what Nevada had returning, that they might be the team in the Mountain West. And obviously when they went to Kansas State and struggled there, you maybe tempered that a little bit. But they put themselves right back in that conversation with Fresno State and San Diego State right now as some of the lead dogs in this conference by going to Boise State and scoring 41 points. I mean, and 38 of which came in the first three quarters, right? And they used all their weapons. You know, you got Toa Taua, you got Carson Strong, you got Romeo Dubs, or without Elijah Cooks. But they really exercised their dominance in a place that's really tough to do. I mean, that place, Albertson Stadium in Boise, is one of the toughest places in America to walk away with a victory. And Nevada really took it to the Broncos. Obviously, you know, Boise State is backpedaling a lot right now, a lot of work to do, but credit goes to Nevada to go up there and dominate in the way that they did.
Yeah, so let's talk about Boise State. What do you make of this Bronco team? Now, I know they've had a pretty brutal schedule, so they've certainly been battle-tested, and you know they would have liked to pull that one out at home against Nevada. So where are we? Where does it sit? I know they have a tough task coming up on Saturday against BYU.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a program that I don't think has been 2-4 through six games since 1997.
Wow.
And you lose at BYU at you know, the 10th ranked Cougars, which if, you know, you believe in what the experts are saying, yeah, this game won't be close. So let's just say for argument's sake, they're 2-4. I mean, it's a historic start. To your point, very tough schedule. Their losses, if they do lose to BYU, will be at UCF, a game that they probably could have, should have won, had that game in hand in the second half, to Oklahoma State, good team, right? Nevada, good team, and BYU. So really, but in that program's history, those are games, or half of those games, are the ones that they have won. So it is going in the wrong direction. I think it's a product, if I had to put one, you know, put it on one thing, it's offensive line play. They're struggling to run the football. This is a program that year after year churned out 1,000-yard rushers. And obviously they're struggling to do that. They're struggling to protect Hank Bachmeier, who's getting hit on every single play, it seems like, but he keeps getting up and keeps fighting. But if they could get that turned around, I think those two things start taking care of themselves. But their schedule's not easy, right? They have BYU. Then they have Air Force. Air Force is playing well.
Yeah.
They go to Fort Collins. Then they have Fresno State, who's a contender in this league this year. Wyoming, who's a contender in this league. New Mexico, looks like that might be a game that's a winnable game. And then at San Diego State. I mean, this schedule does not let up for the Broncos.
Is it? Do we go into this season expecting, okay, well, got a new coach, you're replacing obviously a legend, but you're bringing back a guy that you really, really, hey, if there's anybody that can do it, you know, you want to get a guy that has a great name with Boise State already. But should we have gone into the season going, hey, it's going to be a little, the high expectations, maybe we should temper them down a little bit for Boise State because of that transition?
I don't think so, and the reason I say that is I don't think Andy Avalos would have wanted that or even said that that would be an excuse. And I've known Andy now for 15 years, 16 years, dating back to when he was a grad assistant for Dan Hawkins at University of Colorado. He and I met a long, long time ago, and we talked about his visions for where he wanted to go in his career. There is no more competitive man than Andy Avalos. I mean, he gets after it every single day. And I know he's going to get turned around, but I don't think that he would want expectations tempered, regardless if there's a coaching change. They have talent. He's a heck of a coach. He had tremendous success at Oregon. Really could have had his pick of many jobs over the next couple of years. as a rising assistant, but this is the job he wanted. His wife loves Boise. His girls love Boise. He loves Boise, and he's a all-time player there. So I don't think we should have tempered expectations. Maybe we should have been realistic with the schedule they were facing, but I have no doubt that he's going to get that turned around in short order.
We're talking to Jesse Kurtz, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. How about one of these that you cover closely, of course, with Air Force? I mean, they beat New Mexico 38-10. Not a big shocker there, but 4-1. Two games already away from a bowl game. So, I mean, if you're Air Force, you got to be feeling really good as you get into the bulk of this Mountain West Conference play.
Well, you feel good about a couple of things. One, you are exercising your strengths. I mean, when Air Force is running the football, we all know they're tough to beat. But when you're going for 400-plus on the ground every single week, and that's what they're doing three straight weeks, that they're doing that, opposing defenses are just struggling with the versatility. They're throwing multiple fullbacks in there, multiple slot backs in there, multiple tailbacks. So they got fresh legs, and they are really churning things out. But you look at the defense, that's been the story. It was the story last year. Yes, they did give up the 49 to Utah State, which you kind of said, what happened there? But take that out of the equation. I believe it's now 6 of 7 or 7 of 8 that they've held teams under 20. They held Navy to 3 points. They held Florida Atlantic to 7 points and held New Mexico to 10 points. Opposing defenses are having a hard time getting into the red zone. There haven't been many red zone opportunities for opponents, and they're turning the ball over. I mean, Air Force is doing a tremendous job of forcing turnovers, and anytime you're holding a team to opposition to 10 or less points, you're going to win a lot of football games.
Air Force and Wyoming going at it this weekend, Jesse. What do you expect there? Wyoming, 4-0, but unlike Boise State, their schedule is kind of the complete opposite. I mean, but at the end of the day, you're supposed to win the games that are in front of you, and that's what Wyoming did.
Well, you look at the schedule and see WWWW. I mean, that's what it comes down to, right? Listen, this has been a fun matchup between these two teams. It was dominated by Air Force for a while, and then Wyoming took over the series, and Air Force has got a couple here. But the way that Wyoming can be balanced and be physical up front, I think, is a fascinating matchup here with the way that Air Force has been able to really lock down in the run game. You got an experienced offensive line, Keegan Kreider and company. You've got one of the best tailbacks in the West and Xavier Valade. That's a fun matchup to watch. I'll tell you, I'm excited to see Sean Chambers in person because I haven't been able to see that because he's been hurt. He got hurt early in the game, and I think it was 2018 against Air Force. And ultimately, I believe it was Tyler Vanderwall came in and led them to a victory. So I'm excited to see him. He's 13-3 as a starter. He's a difference maker. Craig Bull, you know, we'll talk at length about what he means to the success of the team. 13-3 as a starter is pretty darn good numbers. So I look forward to this matchup. It's each and every year. It's a fun to watch them play on the football field, and I don't think this year is going to be any different.
Now, some teams have had some conference games already, as we talked about with the Broncos, Utah State, Air Force. Unlike the other ones, looking just at the Mountain West Mountain, Wyoming, Colorado State, New Mexico, they're looking to start out their conference play with wins. Do you think, I mean, when you're looking at this group right now, I mean, not a lot of shockers as far as the Mountain side with Boise State. Nevada, as you talked about, is doing pretty good. San Jose State's in second in the West side of it. Are you surprised at where we're looking at in the standings so far when you're just looking at the non-conference schedule?
I suppose that I'm still surprised at Utah State. Now, obviously, they've lost a couple in a row to very good teams in Boise State and BYU. I think they're the surprise team so far. But you look at Hawaii, them beating Fresno State, being 3-3 overall now, 1-1 in conference play. It's going to be a tight, tight race. Obviously, I think right now the West Division is the stronger of the two. If you had to identify which side was stronger here in Week 6, you look at Nevada, Fresno State, and San Diego State, probably the leaders in trying to get to a Mountain West Championship game. That's going to be a heck of a showdown the next, say, 8 weeks between those three teams, who's going to come out on top. And then with Boise State where they're at, next week's game against Air Force might loom very, very large as it relates to who gets into a Mountain West championship game. So it's still obviously too early to call the race, but there are a lot of teams that I think are certainly going to be in the thick of things come early November, which is fun to see.
Jesse, the Colorado State Rams at home after a week off, they got their homecoming this weekend against the returning champs. They got San Jose State. But I'm telling you, there's a different feel up here than maybe 3 weeks ago when we were talking about the Mountain West and the Rams after losing to South Dakota State and Vanderbilt. You beat Toledo on the road. You go up against Iowa and you give them your best shot there. So suddenly people are going, maybe the Rams can pull this thing off. And I tell you what, if they can do that, things can really start to shake up in this conference.
Well, the beauty about college football is there are two seasons, right? There's the non-conference season, and they went 1-3, but looked very good in the final two. You could go 8-0 right now, and it would be a heck of a season and get to a Mountain West championship game in conference play. Now, does anyone expect that? Of course not. It's very tough to do, but there is a clean break, and there's a breath of fresh air. And obviously, Steve Adazio and company are peaking at the right time if you look at their last two games versus Toledo and Iowa. So, and they're getting San Jose State maybe at a good time. Nick Starkel is banged up, one of the top players and quarterbacks in the league. So you might be getting them at the right time. And then you got New Mexico after that. Who knows what sort of Utah State team you're going to see after that. But I think you got a chance to really get some momentum if you're the Rams, before you go through the gauntlet of taking on Boise State, Wyoming, Air Force, and Nevada, those being four games in the final 5 weeks, and a game at Hawaii, which obviously is a tough place to win if you look at what happened to Fresno State. So those last five games are going to be really tough, but I think I think Colorado State can probably get a lot of momentum and get that breath of fresh air right now with the way they're playing and get off to a good start in conference play.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to this weekend. Jesse, what time does everything get started? Because I'm very intrigued by that Wyoming Air Force game. What time does everything get started for you guys?
Yeah, Air Force and Wyoming kick off at 5 o'clock. So perfect time to sit down, have some dinner, and watch some college football.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. Appreciate it as always. Everything you do for the conference. We love your coverage, love getting you on the program, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
No, I love being on with you guys. Appreciate what you guys do.
All right, man. Talk to you soon. That's Jesse Kurtz, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. 46 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.